Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. And continuing our general election coverage now, we're joined in the studio by the Labour Party TD for Dublin, Fingal, Duncan Smith. Duncan Smith, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. Your party says it would build 50,000 new homes annually if you are elected to government. That target, it's actually lower than the government's revised targets announced this week, which averaged 50,500. So you're starting off this campaign promising to build fewer houses than what the government is promising.
Well, we're promising to deliver houses not only that are needed at a level they're needed, but also that can be delivered. We still have a construction workforce that is 80,000 circa less than it was in 2007, just before the economic crash. But it is a number that we feel is both ambitious and deliverable.
But it's lower than the government's target.
Yeah, but the government have failed on every single target that they've set over the last 4.5 years since Housing for All. They've actually compounded their failure year on year. So in terms of what the government's targets they set, particularly at election time, I think should be taken with more than a pinch of salt. And from what I'm hearing on the doors, the government's credibility in housing is absolutely shot.
What about Labour's credibility when it comes to delivering housing? When Alan Kelly was the housing minister, we saw some of the lowest levels of housing development on record. So you don't have a great track record to point to that yourselves, do you?
Alan Kelly spent just over 16, 17 months in the Department of Housing. We allocated $1.2 billion to housing at a time when we had no money, and we began to build social houses at the that. I know in my own constituency, in Holy Mountain Swords, in Dunabate, Balruthery, the parts of my wider constituency, Rowlestown Green, we built local authority houses. We're starting to build them. That slowed to a crawl when we were voted out of government in 2016. Again, it was a different time, but we did start to build. And our tradition and history of a party going back to the 90s, going back to the 70s with Jim Tully, we will build houses. And we have an economy now that has the capacity to invest in it properly, but we don't have the political will to do it.
Does Labour have a problem recovering from the last time you were in government when you broke promises on water charges and on student fees and when you made cuts to things like rent supplements? Is that still a problem for the Labour Party?
Absolutely not. It's not coming up on the doors. It comes up in studios like this, Justin, but it does not come up on the doors. I'm actually really buoyant. We're getting great response on the doors. We have an MEP elected for the first time in 10 years. We had a really good local elections and we're relevant to the debate. We want to lead a progressive left bloc to reshape and reimagine Irish politics and have a breakaway from the way things have been done. So I think the people have moved on and I think they're judging us on our merits and what we can offer them into the future.
Are you suggesting then people should forget about what you did in the past and those broken promises?
I think, look, this is the Labour, and again, I know it always comes up on the show, you always bring it up, our time in government was 8 years ago. I was elected
as the first new TD. But people have to be judged on their records, though.
Well, you always seem to judge the Labour Party on our particular record in government. You never talk about Fianna Fáil and the fact that they absolutely ripped the economy asunder. We came in and had to fix it and patch it back up, and we actually left in place an economy that was actually growing. Jobs were being created. We protected base rates of social protection. But that's 8 years ago. We've had two full governments since then. We've had a homelessness crisis and a housing crisis. We have a health crisis that hasn't been resolved. That's not on Labour. We delivered stuff like free GP care for children in a time when we had no money. And we haven't been in government where we've had money in the coffers. The next government will, and we need a left-wing voice in government that is solutions-driven, and the Labour Party can be that voice.
And you're talking about a left alliance after the general election. Does that include Sinn Féin?
Well, first of all, we will speak to the Greens and other left-minded parties to try and get a block in place that can then negotiate with either Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. That's the plan. But the first and foremost is to try and get together that left of centre block that has always been disparate, that's always been split in this country, and see if we can find some kind of agreement of common principles, some common red lines that we can go to the big parties to negotiate
with. So if you vote Labour, you could get Sinn Féin, you could get Fianna Fáil or you could get Fine Gael. Is that right?
If you vote Labour, what you will get is you'll get a party that's going to try and lead on the left, try and reimagine left of centre politics to work together to unite those who want to deliver public services, who want to deliver housing, who want to deliver health. People know that the parties like the Labour Party, when they are in government, they can make a difference.
All right, Duncan Smith of the Labour Party, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today. Let's